For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Supporters say President Trump, who's at the NATO meeting in Brussels, was displaying tough love when he took NATO allies to task on their defense spending and accused Germany of being captive of Russia. The president confirmed Europe's pre-summit fears by using the NATO stage to criticize allies, blasting Germany for a natural gas line deal with Russia.
It's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia.
The president tweeted, "Billions of additional dollars are being spent by NATO countries since my visit last year, but it isn't nearly enough. Pipeline dollars to Russia are not acceptable." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Twitter is planning to purge suspicious accounts from users' lists of followers. Wired magazine's Nicholas Thompson says you shouldn't be surprised if your number of followers suddenly decreases.
They're both purging fake accounts, and they're also removing accounts that have been locked that they think are no longer controlled by real users. So what it means is that your follower account is more accurately going to reflect the number of active, real humans on Twitter who follow you.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled several buildings on Tuesday night in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
I was about to get into the bathtub. Right as I was about to step in there, there was this big boom and it knocked me to the ground. And I felt it like it took the breath out of my body.
Five other firefighters, a police officer, and seven civilians were also hurt. A contractor struck a natural gas main shortly before the explosion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another large corporation has taken the big step of eliminating plastic straws. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Earlier this week, we reported how Starbucks is phasing out plastic straws. Now, American Airlines has announced that it's going to do the same, saying in a statement that it will start to eliminate plastic straws from its airport lounges this month and replace them with biodegradable straws. And on American Airlines flights, the change will take effect beginning this November. A top official with the company says American Airlines is committed to doing its part to sustain the planet for future generations of travelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's efforts for more European allies to increase their financial burden sharing for NATO operations is now beginning to show some support. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Mr. Trump said there are only 5 out of the 29 countries that have met their commitment to pay their fair share for Europe's protection. People like Senator John Cornyn of Texas told us he's glad this president has the courage to ask for the burden sharing to save American tax dollars.
President Trump has a talent for saying things that other people merely think but don't have the courage to say in public.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.